Founded in 1729, Arlington Street continues today as a gathering place for progressive people of faith in the greater Boston area and beyond. We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.
This is a season where big sacred stories with big sacred music are all around us. Those stories are our cardinal points in social and cultural awareness, and for some of us, spiritual awareness as well. Unlike the songbirds named for their red feathers and beaks, who I talked about last week, these cardinal points give us direction. Cardinal being from the Latin hinge or pivot. Stories that help us make sense of who we are and how to navigate our lives in a season of cold and dark and wonder. So we know that the stories include miracles and amazing feats and a God who seems a little scary and people who also seem scary and still somehow manage to lead us to celebrations of light, of life, of new hope and possibility. It hardly even matters if we are believers with a capital B in the kind of God in any of these scriptures, though of course those who are believers have a special relationship to those stories. We're immersed in the stories and their images, whether we're atheists or Buddhists or Muslims or humanists, whether we choose them or not. And often, those of us who aren't deep believers in any of those traditional faiths, or believers at all, miss out on some of the juiciness of the engagement with the scriptures, because we get the cliff notes or the ChatGPT summaries, and we go on about our business assuming that those key points are unchanged from year to year or even across the span of history. Culturally, we've mostly boiled them down to schmaltzy Muzak card and gift-giving, holiday movie-making markers of time. And as satisfying as it can be to watch the career-driven businesswoman who moves to the country and falls in love with the guy who runs the Christmas tree farm, that's a pretty far cry from the promise and the mystery of the sacred stories of the season. So I want to invite you into a little reflection with me about the power of keeping sacred stories, not as a matter of belief, but as a reminder of who we are as humans, giving them new meaning and direct as we take direction for our new year, not because they're telling us about God, but because they tell us about our human failings and yearnings and, yes, our power. When I was traveling in Israel with a group of clergy 2.5 years ago, our tour guide introduced us to a handful of words he thought could be of use for us as we toured sacred sites and learned about the history and the presence of that conflicted land. The first word he taught us was balagan, slang for mess or chaos, which he said would sum up most of his answers to any of our questions. So he had us practice it, balagan. And sure enough, that was the only word that most of us in the group of 15 could confidently say they knew from our trip to the Holy Land. And many of us, maybe just me, continue to use it back home in the US as well. Why are things so messed up these days? We could sit down and do hours of analysis, or we could just say, it's a balagan. And as much as we want our history, our spiritual lives, our present and our future lives to make sense, to have a straight line that is very neat and tied up in a bow, it seems to be the human condition for them all to be a bit of a balagan. Handel's oratorio, which we're gifted with hearing this morning, is divine, but there is no getting around the fact that Judas Maccabeus' story is a messy, messy one. Before the battle is won, before the temple is rededicated and the oil lasts longer than it should, a lot of blood has been spilled. The Maccabees are a zealous traditionalist sect that wins against all odds, but only after fighting their fellow Jews on the way to defeating that mighty army of Antiochus IV. Rabbi Daniel Ruttenberg notes that the story is an uncomfortable one for some Jewish folks because the conflict between the Maccabees and their Jewish kin was over how much to adhere to tradition, with the Maccabees fighting for the right to a kind of orthodoxy against their siblings in faith who were beginning to assimilate to Greek practices. Her pithy summary of the critiques from modern progressive Jews is, "The Maccabees would have hated us." And worse, Judea is reclaimed and the temple is restored, and then they set about making a mighty Hebrew nation by force, not the gentle kind. It continued to be messy. This all might sound a little or a lot familiar with what we think about as that same area of the world today, still a balagan, still breaking hearts and lives. So the miracle in the oldest accounts of the story is of that small, unlikely band of zealots reclaiming the temple. The lesson being that resistance is not always futile. The underdogs can win. And then it isn't until somewhere between 300 and 600 years later, when the Talmud is written, that the story includes the miracle that we celebrate with the Hanukkah, of having enough oil to rededicate the temple. Maybe because it seemed unwise under Roman rule to emphasize the overthrow of a foreign government, the rabbis leaned into the spiritual meaning of the light, the holy magic and the beauty to give glow to a nice story. And that, of course, is the kid-friendly, and let's face it, adult-friendly too, story that most of us know. And those of us who aren't invested in an all-powerful God who works those miracles and directs our human events could just shrug this off as nonsense. But the thing about these big stories is that they become big not necessarily or even primarily because they are factual, but because they speak to a reality, a deeper yearning and meaning that's part of our human journey. And that is a balagan. In the midst of the mess, there are always miracles, moments of awe and wonder, and how can this kind of beauty exist in the midst of this mess? It's in the joy that catches us by surprise and lights our imagination, an imagination that can make another world possible. On this morning, where fresh snow is falling on us in New England, and we read of these devastating shootings close at home at Brown University, and further away at Hanukkah celebrations at Bondi Beach in Sydney, as war and famine continue to devastate Sudan, Gaza, Ukraine, so much of our world, as our government closes its doors and arrests and detains whomever it wishes, in the midst of this balagan, we have that snowfall to remind us of that gentle beauty. We have one another's smiling faces in Zoom squares and in the pews. We have the power of singing together. We have the beauty of this musical gift we're being offered this morning. We have all of ourselves present with each other. As Lynn Unger writes, "Be bold. Declare victory even when the temple is wrecked and the tyrants have not retreated, only coiled back like a snake prepared to strike again. Come down. Try to remember a life gentled by daily acts of domestic faith. The pot set to boil, the bed made up, the table set in calm expectation that when the sun sets, we will still be here." Our messy stories are evidence that we, all of us humans, are works in progress and masterpieces at the very same time. It's true, humans are doing terrible things to one another. Life is uncertain, and tyrants will always do their worst. It is also true that we can orient ourselves to the presence of the cardinal in the tree to look for connections with the spirit world. We find direction in the other kind of cardinal, meaning pivotal, times by tuning into those close-up blessings of life. We remember the power of those who feel weak and outnumbered to change the course of history. We hold one another's lives in care, especially when it's inconvenient. Our sacred stories keep pointing us to ways to tune ourselves to the cardinal direction of the miracle when we are in the midst of a huge mess. So let's make that our job this season, my friends. The greatest possibility I can imagine for a miracle breaking through into the world in this time, for us to witness, is through both our hard work to build the world we dream of, rooted in a dissatisfaction with the current reality, and our conviction that it's going to appear in ways we could never have dreamed, ways that we can't, by means we can't possibly know. As we make our way through the no good, horrible, very bad days, we need to be invited outside the trap of our own minds. We need to hold open a space in our hearts for amazement and beauty, a dwelling place for joy. The joy, as Kel spoke this morning, that is not a trick. Not because we want to escape to a land of fantasy, but to hold open a doorway to another way of being, another way of seeing. So let's allow for the possibility of not just metaphorically true stories, but the impossible made real among us. Let's be committed to building the good in our very concrete actions, and let's be ready for a world that is more than we ever could have dreamed. Come down and settle. Unlearn the years of hiding. Light fires that can be seen for miles, that dance and spark and warm the frozen marrow. Set lamps in the window. Declare your presence, your loyalties, the truths for which you do not expect to have to die. It would take a miracle, you say, to carve such a solid life out of the shell of fear. I say you are the stuff from which such miracles are made. Remember, you are the stuff from which such miracles are made. Amen. Love is the spirit of this congregation. May love hold us all until we meet again. Remember the miracle you are. Rejoice in the smallest joys that visit you, the peace of long nights, the snowfall, and the bird call. Heed the call of possibility of a world that is built with love and fueled by every unexpected blessing. Let us keep this faith, beloveds, and pass it on. The service begins when the service ends. Amen. You're divine, my divine. Where you go, I
We are located at the corner of Arlington and Boylston Streets, across from the Public Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Arlington Street Church, gathered in love and service for justice and peace.